Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Beis Omid Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tov Reish Lamed Ches, and we're beginning three lines from the top, Kuf Beis Omid Aleph, with Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, we're dealing today with the decorations of the Sukkah. V'chein, Acholim U'mashkim, if you have food or drinks, Shetolin Basukkah Kidei Osa. We're talking here about hanging up various types of fruits and drinks. You put the drinks, obviously, in a container, and you hang them up from the schach of the sukkah. And in this situation, you're doing it to beautify the sukkah, lina'osa, for noi sukkah. So what is the status of these foods and drinks? Are they able to be eaten during sukkahs? So the Mechaber tells us also, l'stapik behem, it is forbidden to go and eat from them or drink from them Kol Shmona, all 8 days, the 7 days in Eretz Yisrael of Sukkot and the 1 day of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz Lauritz this would apply to Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah's day 8 and day 9. And this is true not even if they're not hanging anymore, Afilu Noflu, even if they fall down. And this is Huktza Le Mitzvah, so it's Huktza Le Noi Sukkah, and you can't use it for all the days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud tells us this is true bein shetluyim b'schach or bein shetluyim b'dufanos. This is true whether it's hanging from the schach or even if it's hanging from the walls. Now, in regards to hanging from the walls, we look in Dershu footnote number 14, where he tells us v'noy hamnimtza tachas dofen akuma. If, however, the decorations are underneath a dofen akuma, the slanty roof that we've been talking about, so then the Pnei Yeshua writes that it's also miskadesh v'nesar. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal questions this, and he says, Dvarav Mechudoshim, this is very big chiddush, Shelechora, Hayanira Sheino Nasa Mukta, he says, on the first blush, it would appear that it wouldn't be considered Mukta underneath the Dofen Akuma, Kivan Sheino Miguf HaMitzvah, because in that situation, it's not the actual Guf of the Mitzvah. Ukshim Shemutu Litol Olim Milulav, B'makim Shemichutz L'Shirach Shero, just like you take leaves off the branches of the lulav beyond the point where it's the halachic necessity of the size of the lulav, which we'll see is four tefachim of the size of a lulav, as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem when we get to the halachos of the Arba Minim, and he says, therefore, it's not an essential part of the sukkah, and he's left with the tzarachiyim. Chaim Kadievsky, Shlita, he brings down, Shitochin, Shosul, Shtamish, Benoy Zeh, even though you're not allowed to use this noy, Migal Makum, Ba'ofen, Shadofen, Akuma, Eno, Nitzreches, Lechshel Sukkah, if this Dofen Akuma was not an essential part of the Sukkah, so then, Eno, Ein Dina, Kidofen Akuma, then it doesn't have the halachic status of being a wall of the Sukkah. Then Hanoi, Shetachtea, Nechshav, Kinimtsa, Besukkah. And according to Rav Chaim, Shlita, it wouldn't have the status of being Noy Sukkah. On the other hand, the Imri Emes brings down a diuk from the Lashon of the Gemara in Sukkah, where it says, Sichicha kehilchasa, that you put up the schach according to the halachic way it should be, and then the talaba, you hung the ornaments from the schach, so also the stopik mehen. Only in that situation does the Gemara say that it's forbidden to use them, and the Imri Emes is medayik, shedavko mashinimtza tachas l'schach, hakosher kehilocha, Nechshav Noi Sukkah, Vuxul Mitzvah. Only that which is hanging from Kosher Eschach is considered Noi Sukkah, but from the walls, and certainly from a Dofen Akuma, it would not. Then he says, V'noyam Nimtzal HaDofen HaSukkah Mibachutz. If you have decorations on the outside of the Sukkah, you have a Bruchim HaBoim sign on the wall of your Sukkah on the outside. So in that situation, what is the Halacha? So he brings down from the Stipler Goat, Zatzal, Shenechshav Kenoi Sukkah. It's also considered Noi Sukkah, even though it's outside the Sukkah. Because Toiloshom Kedel Linaus is a sukkah, because its purpose was to decorate the sukkah, even though it's on the outside. On the other hand, the stipler's son, Chaim Shlita, brings down Sheno Nechshav Kenoi Sukkah. He doesn't think it is Noi Sukkah, he disagrees with his holy father. Olinya Noi Sukkah Shechal Kobolek Michutz Sukkah. Part of it is projecting out of the sukkah. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is brought down by his great Talmud, the River of Sephraim, also Zatzal. Sha'af Hachele Kabole Nechutza Nechshav Kenoi Sukkah. Not only is the part inside the sukkah, but the part that's extending out of the sukkah is also considered Noi Sukkah. Now we go to the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Yud Aleph. You know, Deya Shayalodim Yochlu Mehem. If you know that your children are going to eat these snacks that you have hanging from the sukkah, Mutav Shalolot Losam, better not to go hang them up then. Shinat Kuachutim V'Yavoli Dei Chilul Shabbos, because the children are going to undo it and it's going to lead to a Chilul Shabbos if they would take them off on Shabbos. V'Gam Shem Yavoli Ochlam, and they may come to eat them as well. Ochein Im Yocholot Losam Begova Shlo Yichlu Yalodim La'Gia L'Sham O'Shein Lo Yalodim. if you hang it high enough up that the children can't reach it, or you don't have children in your sukkah, mitzvah litlos noy sukkah, then it is a mitzvah. He brings down for the Elyon Rabba. B'shem, the Sefer Chassidim, that this is allowed. Also brings down for the Shalah, the royal Yafos HaSukkah, B'kromim Usadinim. You should decorate the sukkah with various types of tapestries and woven type of decorative sheets, the litlos ba peros chashuvim, and to also hang in it peros chashuvim. How do we define noy sukkah? So, Dershavut number 15 brings down the rules of what is defined as noy sukkah. He brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, the Igris Moshe, shehu devarim sheregilim litloslam b'makom hadior. It's things that you would hang in your house in order to beautify your house. And also, umiskayim ayodah mitzvahs teishu came to do. And this way you fulfill, just like you hang up decorative things in your house, so too you hang up decorative things in your sukkah, and you fulfill the mitzvah of, you're supposed to sit in the sukkah like you sit in your house. Therefore, he says these various types of tapestries and sheets that are decorated are noy sukkah. Kivin sh'af b'bayis tolo mosom k'dil an osa, because you do these in your house as well. V'gam oni sh'eno tolo osom b'bayis, mitzvah lov let lo osom b'sukkah. Even if a poor person doesn't hang him in his house, but he should still hang him in the sukkah. Shari ap b'bayis, mitzvah lov let lo osom b'shabbos v'yomtiv, because even in the house, it's a mitzvah to do this on Shabbos and yomtiv. And therefore, when he hangs it in the sukkah, he's fulfilling this teishu came to do as well. What about peros and yenos? He says the fruits and the wines that you hang in the sukkah are noy sukkah, even though it's not the normal way to hang them in your house. That's because ikar besukkah hu achila, the essence of the sukkah is the sleeping and the eating. And therefore, yeshaychus v'noy l'dior besukkah, and therefore it's appropriate and nice to have in the sukkah things that you eat, meaning maichu chashuv v'noy. Furthermore, tam shebabayis ein tolim dorim elu l'noy, why don't we hang these things in the house? Because they would spoil. However, in the sukkah, you're only there for a short period of time, and there's no chashash that they will spoil. And therefore, it's also a read the Masoch Yom Elul. Therefore, they are noy sukkah, and you can't take them down during the days of sukkahs. Other types of decorative items that we have nowadays, for example, so Moshe Feinstein adds, and he says, Kiva ain't tolem osom b'bayis l'noy. Since we don't hang them in the house, so they're not considered noy sukkah. But they are considered noy mitzvah. They are a mitzvah to beautify. But since they're not technically noy sukkah, it makes this distinction between noy sukkah and noy mitzvah, you'd be allowed to get hanor from them during sukkahs. What about pictures of great tzaddikim? So it brings down from the Salmos Chaim, Shemisha noy glitlosu b'beiso, v'enuchoshleish the divrei hayaruz devash. People that hang them in the house, and they're not concerned with what Rav Yonis and Eibishitz, Satzal brings down in his Yaros Devash, brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva, she'ein lehashos b'bayis tmunos odom, that you don't put up pictures in your house, because somehow there could be a ruach tumah that goes on them. So he says, if you have the minhag to hang them in your house, then you can hang them in the sukkah. And this is, in fact, the custom that the stipler Gaon Satzal had. He hung up the Dor HaKodem, he hung up the leaders of the generation before him in the sukkah. Various types of tapestries and cloths that are on the walls of the sukkah. So Nissan Karlik says they're also noy sukkah, and you're not allowed to take them down during sukkahs. Hanging up various aromatic types of spices, Nissan Karlik also says is considered noy sukkah. This is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in regards to bosem atoli besukkah lahafitz reaptop, to put up aromatic spices in the sukkah to give off a nice smell. However, he's undecided in mutal asiro, could you take them down if you wanted to and switch it with other aromatic spices? Let's say it wears out after a couple of days. Can you replace it and put up a new one? Likewise, if Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is uncertain about flowers or things like that, are they considered noy sukkah and a muktzah a mitzvah? Oh, she'en a muktzah miyach she'en a mechubar mekuumbah, because they're not really attached to the sukkah. So you're putting flowers in the sukkah. Is that considered noy sukkah? You put them on a table, so he's not sure if that's called noy sukkah. Again, certainly nothing wrong with doing this. The question is, does it have the halachic status of noy sukkah? And Rabbi Yashem Zatzal said, ain't a masur midin noy sukkah. He doesn't think that they have the status of noy sukkah because they're not mechubar to the sukkah. On the other hand, Rabbi Karlitz disagrees and does consider them noy sukkah. The candles that you have, or the lights that you have in the sukkah, Rav Nissan Karlitz Zatzal says, ain't a machal noy sukkah, because they're for shimush and not for decorative purposes. However, if they're especially beautiful, then they are noy sukkah. And you wouldn't be allowed to take them down, even if they were nitzifah, assuming he's talking about some sort of a lamp where the oil is gone from it, and it's achlaklif, and you have to replace it because it was hoktzul mitzvasa. If you have curtains in your sukkah, Rav Nissan Karlitz says, mutal azizu, you'll have to move them to get in and out of that aperture, because that's the normal way to use them. They're not considered huktzol mitzvasa for that. However, if they were nailed in, if they were solidified into the walls of the sukkah, and you had to take it apart, you wouldn't be allowed to take it apart. you have pegs that are holding up the walls of the sukkah, or you have various other types of, or various types of tacks or things that you're putting in to hold up the noise sukkah. So Shlomo Zalman is also mistopic on this. Im dinam kisukkah v'noy olo. Do they have that halachic status? And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, dinam kinoy sukkah. Finally, if you have various types of decorations, they were originally made for decorating non-Jewish types of decorations, such as various types of ornaments that may be used for other religions' holidays. So Rav Azza Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi brings down mutu l'shtamish b'em besukkah. You'd be allowed to use them in the sukkah. B'mnei shalohiyu b'beis avodah zarah. They were never actually in the beis avodah zarah. They were just designated to be kratzmach lights or some other type of ornament. V'hem nasu b'beis hacharoshim b'em in the factory via machine and not via a person who was doing this l'shem avodah zarah. And therefore, lo nasu rak l'shem alzeh elu l'shem kama matara. So they weren't really designated only as those non-Jewish holiday lights, but could be used to put in a sukkah. However, Rav Yashi said, well, he agrees with that, min adin mutter, he says it is mechuar hadar, it's disgusting to use that type of thing in your sukkah. The issue for number 16 is a discussion about whether you can use peirush shvius or orla, ayin shom and dirfshu, footnote number 16. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Beis tells us the bizui hula mitzvah, why can't you use it? Because it's a bizoyim for the mitzvah, kimishim estab mehim, if you use it up instead of having it left as noy sukkah. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel says if they even fall down, you're still not allowed to use it because of the principle, the kivan diskatsoy, lebena shmashos, since it was set aside during the bena shmashos at the start of the chag, iskatsoy lechol hayomtov, it's set aside therefore for the entire yomtov, afilu naflu becholamoid asur, and even if it falls down a cholamoid, you still can't use them. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Over Yom Tov the Shabbos also letaltalam demuktzim heim because demuktz." He brings us down to the name of the Torah. So Shabbos and Yontif are different. Not only can't you get hanah from them, you're not even allowed to move them because they're muktza. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudala tells us, "Avol b'cholamoid lo shayach iser tiltal." On cholamoid there is no iser of muktza. Yalkeinim naflu. Therefore, on cholamoid if they fall down, mutal letaltalam, you can put him, pick him up, lachzir el makom and put it back. So says the Torah. If you look in the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, the Ramasko, or the Yom Tov Shabbos also, he says, if they were to fall on your table on Yom Tov Shabbos and you can't eat, therefore, Yeshomim the Mishum Ochel Nefesh B'Yom Tov, because on Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov at least, Mutu L'Talte Ala Muktzu L'Asir, and then you'd be able to move it. If you can do it without directly touching it, but indirectly, that would be preferable. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim says, L'aniyos dati, in his humble opinion, if you have little twigs and little pieces of wood falling from the schach, he says you can even move it on Shabbos because it's like a garaf shori, it's like a container with excrement, and therefore it's most disgusting, and you can even move it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav says, normally you wouldn't be allowed to move it though on Shabbos or Yontif if it's not that disturbing to you or it's not interfering with your Ochel Nefesh. Hainu, afilu l'dasa materially el b'simen tov tzadihei, even according to the opinion that's makel, that we learned in Hilchus Yontif, muktzu b'yontif k'mo b'shabbos. Nevertheless, b'muktzu kazeh, in such a situation, l'kuli yama also d'huktzu l'mitzvah, because here they were set aside and designated for the mitzvah. The issue footnote number 17 brings down Ba'af Noi Hasukkah, Shekosov Alov Seder Ushpizim Chodome. We have these beautiful diagrams with all the Ushpizim on them, and it's specifically made for reading. So, Das Hagon Chayim Kanievsky, the opinion of Rav Chaim Shlita, is Shedino Kemutza. It's also considered Mutza, also the total of Yontav. Nevertheless, you can't move it on Yontav, even though it was made specifically for usage, it still is considered Mutza because it's Noi and can't be moved on Yontav. Back to the Mechaber, he writes, V'yim hisno aleihem b'shor shetulom. If, however, you make it tonight, as opposed to yesterday, we said with the schach and the walls that are essential, you can't make it tonight. Here, with regards to the noy sukkah, a tonight does work. So, im hisno aleihem b'shor shetulom. If you, as you put it up, you make it tonight and say, V'amar, eini bodom lihem kol bein hashmashos. I'm not removing myself from potentially using them during the bein hashmashos. There's no problem of stiras ohel over here like there was with the schach or with the walls. So then, this is true. Shal shmona yomim, the Ramah adds, for all 8 days. So therefore, harei ze mistapik mehem b'chol eishir. So then you are allowed to use them whenever you want. Because shari lo huktza osam v'lo chol aleim kedusha sa sukkah v'lo nechshu kemosa. Because in this situation, it doesn't get the kedusha of the sukkah and it doesn't consider it like it's something that's huktzul mitzvah, so because you specifically stated that that is not the case. As opposed to the sukkah and the walls, where that wouldn't apply, to the noy sukkah, it does apply. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Tazayin, this din that he brings down at the time that you put it up, bol afuke, as opposed to, it doesn't have to be the low name of dafka, somach, the banish mashos, only if you do it right before the banish mashos. No, you could put it up a day before and still have this tonight. Sivkon Yudzayin Kol Bein Hashmashos, because the Yesh Tchilas Bein Hashmashos, the Yesh Sov Bein Hashmashos. So it has to be during the entire Bein Hashmashos that you're saying you're not bodel from. In other words, you're reserving the right to use it. And therefore, Beinu Shelo Yivdol Mehen Kolzman Bein Hashmashos. So you have to specifically state that I'm not excluding myself from the usage during the entire Bein Hashmashos period of time, and therefore it is usable to you still. It's not Huktza Lemitzvaso of Noi Sukkah. And therefore, it is still able to be used during the entire Bein Hashmashos for whatever you want. Let's say you hung up an apple. So you say, I'm entitled to eat this apple if I want, Bein Hashmashos, or this piece of paper, I'm entitled to use it if I want. So therefore, it's not Migudi, it's Katsoy, Bein Hashmashos, it's Katsoy, Kol Hayom, or Kol Hayomtiv Kulo. Mr. Bursiv Kotin Yudches, all 8 days, Pirish Lafuke, Kishomer, as opposed to when he said, Eini Bodel Mihen Kol Bein Hashmashos Shel Erev Yom Tov Rishon. If he just were to say, I'm not Bodel during the entire Bein Hashmashos of Yom Tov Rishon, Dos Chaya Kedusha Kol Ponim Bein Hashmashos Shar Yomei, then the Kedusha would be Chal on all the other days. So if I didn't make this clear before, I make it clear now. He has to say at the beginning, I'm not Bodel from this Noi Sukkah for all of the Bein Hashmashos for all of Sukkahs. Yosim Yom Tov Sheni at Sof Yom Tov, because otherwise it would be also on the second day and then it would be also the rest of Yom Tov. If he just said stam, any boldo mihen kol bein hashmashos, if he just says I'm not removing myself from the right to use it during the bein hashmashos period of time without specifically mentioning efshel dechalu b'zeh kol shmonei yom mistama, it probably means all 8 days. It's only if he said only this bein hashmashos, then it would be a problem. And then sivkot yotes, he could use it whenever he wanted to. Pirish afilu kishen tluyin, he could even use it if it was still hanging. The kolshkin, and certainly that's my mahani lehonos mihen kishivlu, and certainly it would work if it fell down that he would be able to use it. Finally, we look in footnote number 22. He says, if you have some sort of a tapestry that is attached to the wall, that the wall is attached to the ground, so Rav Yashas Zatzal says, in that situation, then the Tanai will not work. Because just like the wall is huktza, so too the Noi would not be allowed to be in that situation considered that he's bodel from it. We'll just finish off the rest of this machaber, and he adds, "V'davka shemas nebezeh haloshon." It's only going to work if it's as he just said in the machaber. If he uses that loshon, avolam amar. If the person said, "Ani masna aleim lo ochlam kishiyiplu enoklam," but he says, "I will eat it if it falls down. I have the right to use it if it falls down." That is not as if he said anything. That doesn't count. That wouldn't fulfill this because it's hooked to limitzvasa. But if he were to say, I reserve the right to eat them whenever I want, mahani, that is good. Because that includes during the Bein Hashmashos period of time. That's as if he said, any bodel bimenu. And the Mishmur adds in Sivkot Nuchaf, Myri gam kein shomar b'shor shetulam. This would include as well if he said this at the time that he hung it up, or koponim kod the Bein Hashmashos, or any time before the Bein Hashmashos, this type of a loshon would work. The issue footnote number 23 asks, what about thinking this without actually verbalizing it? Laharis atanai belev, below l'amr b'feh. So the Makor Chaim brings down that is not good, ain't a moil. This is similar to the person ideally should verbalize that he is reserving the right to eat on a fast day that starts in the morning before the sun rises, before dawn, and he still wants to eat before then, so he should actually verbalize and say this as opposed to just think it. Albeit he then does bring down from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, based upon a Ramban, that in fact it still may be good because of technical reasons, i.e. in the rest of this footnote. Likewise, Rav Shmuel Shlita says, Im tola hanoi eino bala sukkah, if the person who hangs up the decorations is not the owner of the sukkah, then also ein tano mol, his tanai doesn't work, because raka bala michol leasnos, only the owner of the sukkah can make this tanai. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.